Okay, magandang umaga sa lahat. It has been the tradition in our church that we spend the last two Sundays of the year sa pagpapatotoo, palitan ng mga karanasan natin sa matatapos na taon. At naniniwala ako na ito ay marapat lamang sapagkat gusto natin na alalahanin kung paano kumilos ang Diyos sa ating individual na buhay, maaaring sa ating pamilya, sa ating iglesia, at maibalik natin sa Kanya ang kalwalatian at ang pagpaparangal. Let's do this in the spirit of Psalm 65, verse 11 and following. It says, "You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing." Parang sinasabi yung mga pagpapala ng Panginoon na binanggit dito sa larawan ng tipan ng pagpapala sa kanilang pananim, sa kanilang kalupaan. Yun daw mga butil, yung mga kawan ng pagpapala, eh sila mismo yung umaawit. Hindi naman ibig sabihin talagang umaawit yung mga tupa at mga wheat, kundi bawat isa sa kanila nagbibigay ng dahilan para umawit tayo sa Panginoon ng pagpaparangal at pagpupuri. And so, let us try to remember what the Lord has done in our lives in the year 2011. Utter it to us in the spirit of glorifying God and acknowledging that He is sovereign. Hindi po ibig sabihin na masasabi natin na ang bawat araw ng taong 2011 ay punong-puno ng mga pagpapalat, umaapaw ng mga bagay na talagang ikagagalak natin. We were just singing Blessed Assurance. At pag binasa mo mga salitang ito, iisipin mo na siguro yung nagsulat nito ay lubos-lubos na umaapaw ang kanyang mga pagpapala. Hindi po, ang may sulat po nito ay si Fanny Crosby, blind from her childhood. And yet, she did live a life of gladness despite her condition. In fact, so happy was her life, she lived to the ripe age of 95 at sa kabila ng kanyang kalagayan. And yet, she was full of blessed assurance from the Lord. So, we will remember 2011 for many things in the world. It has been historic in many ways. May mga tagumpay laban sa mga masasamang tao. Osama bin Laden, Muammar Gaddafi, the unlikely spectacle of these people who have brought so much misery on mankind have been brought to their just death. Isang bagay ito na masasabi nating makasaysayan sa mundo. Marami rin pinaghirapan ng mundo. The euro now is on the wane at marami pang iba tayo mababanggit. For our part, 2011, as I said in a recent series, will remain one of the most memorable to us as a church for reasons that are both